Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with David and Summer.
We're here to dive into all things marriage, faith, and family. Real talk for real couples.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Marriage Podcast with Dave and Summer. And we believe that every marriage can make it and that every marriage has a purpose. And we're doing part two today because last episode we talked about how to have a thriving, growing romance throughout the entirety of our marriage so that our goal is, as we are 50 plus years married, we're more in love, more connected than ever before. That's the goal, right?
That's the goal.
And so today is part two. As we break down some of the things we talked about last week, in fact, we're going to break down one item today and just unpack that. And that is the item of emotional intimacy in marriage and how important this is. Some of you right now hear that and you are out of your mind excited. Others of you hear this and you are ready to turn this off. But please stay tuned because this will be good information. Emotional intimacy. What comes to your mind, babe, when you think about emotional intimacy?
I think that it is the, you know, people play on the intimacy word, into me you see.
Into me you see.
That's what I think about. I think about just that connection with your spouse and having that vulnerable connection with your spouse.
Right. And this doesn't come, I would say, always natural.
Right.
I would say it's not always easy, and so it takes intentionality, and it takes consistency, so many different elements to this, because especially over time, maybe if we've been married a while, we can lose this in terms of being vulnerable, having meaningful conversations, communicating. Communication is obviously a huge, at times, barrier or struggle in marriages in general, but this is connected to communication because we're talking about communicating. In fact, you said that emotional intimacy is being truly known by your spouse.
You get me.
You get me.
Yeah.
How would you unpack that statement even more? Being truly known by your spouse.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before as far as you opening up and sharing about yourself to your spouse asking those questions. I think the last episode I shared how I'm it's my job to be or to have the PhD of David. And so like I ask you about your childhood. I ask you about your dating. I ask you about friends and how you were in school and, you know, obviously your connection with the Lord and all those things. Right. I really want to know every intricacy of you. And so
it's good.
That's what I mean when I say, you have to know I need to explore everything about you.
Yeah. And I think to start off this, before we get into some of these points to break down emotional intimacy, I think we have to start with no secrets. I think we talk about this when we speak at Weekend to Remembers through Family Life, that we don't live our lives through secrets. Like our phones have the same passcode. Our kids know our passcodes. Just case in point that, you know, you can get on my phone anytime and vice versa. Our kids can jump on our phones anytime. We're not hiding anything. Nothing is in secret where we're putting it away in a vault. We're living clean and clear. I think we have to start there. I just want to encourage every married couple to live, you know, clean, live no secrets. So, you know, I'm not hiding anything. I'm not covering up anything. You know, what you see is what you get. And I think that's a, for some, maybe a massive step, but I just think it's where we start because when we have that foundation in Christ, we're able just to move forward and engage in emotional intimacy and grow over time. I was thinking for this podcast today, I remember this was probably a couple years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I can't quite remember the exact time frame, but fairly recent. I remember I was just laying in the bed, getting ready to go to bed one night, and I just knew that I needed, something came up in my mind that I had gone through, and I hadn't really told anybody. And I remember I told you, I was like, I just felt like I got to tell my wife. This is like 15, 16 years, whatever, into our marriage. Mm-hmm. And I called you in the room, and I was laying on the bed there before bed, and I just told you something I never told anybody. And that was a moment, an example of emotional intimacy, that there was nothing about you that caused me to not tell you before. I think some of that was just me being healed, me letting God in me deeper. But when that time came, I needed to share. And so what I'm saying is some of this stuff is so deep that it maybe is not right away in our marriage. Maybe it takes some time and years in our marriage.
It's good.
But when I told you that, something was released from me. It was you. I opened myself up to you in a major way.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt better after. I felt good. I felt like I needed to do that. And we have that bond and connection on that and many other things. And so I just think this is a massive piece that can be monumental moments from our life. It could also be smaller things day to day.
Right.
But it's really, like you said, it's truly being known by your spouse and being intentional about opening your heart up and saying, man, here's what I come through. Here's what happened to me, or here's what I did, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we just let our spouse in. And man, there's something powerful about that.
Right. And I have said to you jokingly, but at the same time on a serious note, you know, that was a deep thing that you opened up to me about.
Mm-hmm.
But when you even talk about the day to day, I'm like, you know, say it's Friday and it's our breakfast date. And I'm like, you don't know me. You don't know me, because there's so many things that happen from Sunday to Thursday, or Saturday to Thursday, mm-hmm. if you will, from our breakfast date. And so, you know, there's at times, maybe there's some things that you haven't opened up and shared with your spouse throughout just the week. And
yeah.
that is emotional intimacy. That is sharing, like, you know, this happened at work. This is how I felt when so-and-so mm-hmm. said X, Y, and Z. Oh, this came up. I got triggered about whatever. Mm-hmm. All of that is emotional intimacy.
I'm kind of laughing because when I take our boys out for their day, because each of our kids, mm-hmm. I have a day with them in the week where I connect with them. And right now our boys are teenagers. And so, hey, how was your day? Good. How you feeling? Good. So I got to figure out how to ask questions to get them to talk more. And they do eventually. With Kendallin, I'll ask, how was your day? And I get 10 minutes straight of every detail of the day. And by the end of it, I'm like, dear God, please be quiet. And so it's interesting, isn't it? We're all different.
Yeah. Guys, probably emotional intimacy is different from women's
yep.
emotional intimacy.
I agree. And we probably don't think of it week to week. I think most guys probably don't think of it week to week.
Mm.
I would think, if I consider myself for a minute, it's probably more event to event, maybe situation to situation, meaning maybe bigger things. We probably just take hits or take stuff and just keep going and stuff it down, keep moving, don't really think to ponder it or consider it. Maybe it comes out in a form of anger or at our wit's end. But if you're that way or not, male or female, it doesn't matter. I think it's just healthier to learn how to communicate consistently, big and small, like you said, and open up that communication flow on a consistent basis, really,
mm-hmm.
To develop this emotional intimacy. You also said, it's when I can share my inner world with you without fear of rejection.
Mm. That's huge. You wrote that down.
So how would you unpack that one?
Say it again.
It's when I can share, so emotional intimacy, it's when I can share my inner world with you without fear of rejection.
So think about Genesis 2:25. Think about, which you love this verse, and he always, like, all the men love this verse,
best
you
verse
know.
In the Bible.
Adam and Eve were naked and
they
unashamed.
They were naked and not ashamed. Come on, look at your spouse right now and smile.
I would say, and it's not just the physical. Right? We're talking about also the emotional part.
Right.
And so that's you creating a safe space for your spouse to vulnerably open up about triggers, fears, mm-hmm. rejection, bitterness, resentment, the ugly parts of you, the flaws, and maybe even sharing flaws of your spouse, and you're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You could be afraid that it would hurt their feelings, but again, you're cultivating this space, and I think you need to do that obviously while you're dating.
Yep.
You got to cultivate that space so that you can feel comfortable to be able to share. And then that's when you could say, like, I can easily say, David is my home.
Yeah.
I feel safe with you,
yep.
You know.
And you've challenged me, and we want to break down just a couple of, or actually four thoughts here just in our discussion today, just to maybe help you and your spouse begin to talk or engage in this topic of emotional intimacy, because it's my belief, and there's been studies that show this is true, that physical intimacy is better and happens, I would say, maybe more or more fluid when emotional intimacy is strong. That's really a lead-in to physical intimacy. When we're connected emotionally, we're talking, we're trusting, we're sharing, that just leads into this physical contact, because there's something about it that opens up our heart and desire and love and care that's massive.
Right.
Even when we were dating, I may forget, one night on the phone, we told each other more of our testimonies. We talked about our past and mm-hmm. our stories. And I remember the next day you came to the church to see me, and I remember we hugged. And I remember that day, that feeling of my heart opening up to you even more in our dating relationship, just knowing more about you, mm-hmm. me trusting you with me, mm-hmm. and we bonded then. So this happens mm-hmm. over and over again, or I believe it can happen over and over again mm-hmm. throughout different phases and stages of our lives.
Right.
And really, to have a thriving romance, it needs to. It needs to continually evolve and happen so we don't get shut down to our spouse.
Right.
So here's something you've challenged me with, and I've done a lot, and I'm working on this, is you'll share something with me, an emotional intimacy aspect, you know, something that you're dealing with or thinking or feeling. And then I will take that and make it about me or make it about sex.
No, oh, good job, honey.
Yeah. Well.
You're sharing.
Yeah, I'm sharing.
Just kidding.
This is going to lead to some tonight. But anyway. Come on now. But so what I'm working on is I think a lot of us, I'm not trying to project me on everyone, but I think in general, we have a tendency to bring it back to us. We take things and bring it back to us. And I want to learn, when you're sharing, is to not bring it back to me, but keep it on to you. Mm-hmm. And talk through it together, mm-hmm. Or not bring it back to sex, or bring it back, you know, something like that. But to keep it on the point. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working on this and want to do better at it. And I also think tied to this, I think I've said this before, but a friend of mine who's a public speaker talked about how when we're talking to somebody and we're just having small talk, and they say, hey, I've been to a basketball game up in Indianapolis. And then they're telling a story, and then we'll say, yeah, I've been there too, and this happened to me, this is the, and we trail off under our story. And so we're trying to connect, but we're taking away their story mm-hmm. by telling our story. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, really, the better way is to be quiet, take a step back, and just let them have their story. Mm-hmm. Let them have their moment. Let them share mm-hmm. what it is and just be, mm-hmm. and then maybe circle back and connect. And so I think that ties into what we're saying here. Let it be and connect and develop emotional intimacy.
Right. You definitely need to give your spouse the space to be able to talk and to be able to share. And if it starts getting quiet, I think there's some quiet can bring up really good moments. Mm-hmm. And so don't try to fill in that moment of, you know, of quiet. Just mm-hmm. just let it be and let it sit for a little bit.
That's good.
But yeah, I mean, even if it's, you know, you're so funny. I'm so glad that you brought that up. But I think overall, and like, it wasn't your intention to hurt me or whatever. And I just, you know, kind of rolled with it. But over the years, I've noticed like, oh, wait a minute. Actually, it's a time for me and us, whoever's talking and sharing, it's a time for me to be seen, to be heard, to be validated, to fill up room. When in other spaces, especially like if you're sharing about something you're fearful about, or you're, you know, or you're upset or whatever, sometimes you don't have, when you're in those moments, you don't have the time to really fill up that room. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking to your spouse, that's the time for you to fill it up. And so just allowing your spouse to just say, you know, take it up, talk, share more, you know, like what else were you thinking?
Yep.
And just kind of unravel. And then like, if, even if it's the same story, sometimes I believe there's layers to it.
Yeah.
And even the person talking about it, it's like, okay, there's something else that I'm dealing with in this.
Yep.
And God can really use that time to heal.
It's good. So why emotional intimacy matters? Why would you say it matters in our marriages?
I think, well, I mean, if we want to get medical on it, stress, mm-hmm. you know, whatever you're going through, I don't care if you're single or married or widowed, whatever, you have to relieve stress. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, I would say it's healthy. Like, you have to be healthy. I heard someone say they were diagnosed with cancer, and the doctor told them, hey, I want you to write a list of all the people that you're upset with, and I want you to start forgiving. Go to that first person and start forgiving. And this person wasn't even a Christian.
Yeah.
But it's something about talking, sharing, releasing, because stress can eventually, you know, it's a strong way of, but you know, it can kill you. So I would say health reasons is you need to talk, you need to share. Mm-hmm. And I would also say it protects your relationship.
Yep.
The enemy would love for you, if you didn't share, the enemy would love for you to hold bitterness. The enemy would love for you to have resentment. Mm-hmm. The enemy would love for you to give him a foothold in that anger. And then division comes. And so then you guys are no longer connecting, and you could be having physical, you know, you could be having sex, but your spouse could emotionally be checked out. Mm-hmm. And that's scary.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
What do you think?
I would also say too, that when we've talked to people that have fallen into affairs, that started by not having emotional intimacy with their spouse and having it with someone else. And it started by conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So again, conversations, vulnerability, talking, communicating opens up us up to a thriving intimacy, spirit, soul, body, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And what the enemy wants to do is shut us down to our spouse, open us up to someone else, and all of a sudden we're in a situation that we didn't want to be in, and now we're in a mess.
Right.
And maybe destroy our family, who knows what. And the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's huge because, like you said, it helps us grow together and it helps us thrive together and really protects us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to foster this and be intentional. And I would just say, too, sometimes we put down emotional people, guys or girls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're just emotional. You're just emotional. And I understand where that can get out of whack and be too much.
Mm-hmm.
But really, what's wrong with emotion?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we talking about? Should we be stoic all the time and show no emotion? I mean, that's wrong too.
Mm-hmm.
Both extremes are wrong, but there's a medium, there's a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like people, I heard someone say, this is not emotionalism, like, you know, passionate worship or, you know, you're preaching that people are responding to it with physical response. This is not emotionalism, but the Holy Spirit is inciting emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So emotion is not bad.
Right.
So we need to get past all you want to do is talk. All you want to do is just be emotional. That's kind of excuses from having real conversations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should fly off the handle every day and be emotionally unstable, but I would say we need to be emotional with each other in that showing our emotion, being vulnerable with our emotion, and connecting through emotional intimacy because God made us that way.
Right.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay.
Barriers to emotional intimacy. I would say unforgiveness is a big one in marriage.
Yeah.
Like keeping score. What would you say?
Yeah. I kind of list off some, but you know, the resentment, the, you know, anger, frustrations, you know, the bitterness, all of that.
Unmet expectations.
That's huge, which gets into disappointment.
Yep. I would also say not telling, like, unsaid words, like unsaid stuff. Like, you're not saying what you need to say.
Yeah.
That's gas on the fire.
Oh, yeah.
To have a barrier, you need to say what you need to say.
Mm-hmm.
And this may sound simple to some, but really, this is hard. This is a hard, massive topic.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, I don't think it's natural. I don't think it comes automatic. I think it's intentional. I think it takes effort. But when we do it, we're better for it.
And I'll just say to like anyone who is, I would say emotional intimacy maybe comes a little bit more natural with you.
Mm-hmm.
And not that he's like, because you mentioned like being emotional, but it's easy for him to share. It's easy for you to talk about things.
Feelings, yep.
And, mm-hmm. you know, whatever's coming up, you're like willing to share. For me, I don't really think about it that much. It's not very natural for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if something does come up, it's like, move on. But what I have found over the years is that, oh my gosh, I really do need to talk about this more. Because it's like, oh, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then it will come up in another way.
Yeah.
And so I would say, you know, those of you who have your relationship with the Holy Spirit, to really connect with God, like begin there as far as like how to really build this, like begin there to start sharing with the Holy Spirit what's going on, even if it's something really, really small.
That's good.
Like just share.
Mm-hmm.
And you will start seeing, okay, this is starting to click and I can share more.
It's good. So we need to address those barriers. I want to encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Lord touch your heart. Move forward. Let's move through offense. Move through unforgiveness. Those are maybe easier said than done, but that's a major thing to move through.
Mm-hmm.
How to build emotional intimacy.
Oh, I got ahead of myself, didn't I?
But no, let's do it again because, let me say it again, because how do we build it? I think there's intentionality. I think, to me, just being together, I think trust is built by knowing each other. And this sounds like, well, duh, you're married. Well, people are married and not together.
Right.
So, like just having intentional time dating. We talked about that a lot on this. Mm-hmm. We do it once a week. Having fun together. I think all the little things add to the big things
mm-hmm.
and give this sense of comfort
mm-hmm.
and comfortability to be able to say, hey, I needed to share today.
Mm-hmm.
I think this the small things. That's my initial response. What would be yours?
Yeah. I mean, even if your morning schedule works out, and because sometimes we'll just hold each other sometimes in the morning. And so just even that is a huge thing. That connection right there is huge. Or if it's at night and you guys are able to just, you know, kind of share at night, like, where are you at? Where's your temperature? I don't know if you really ask that. I mean, we don't ask that question, but it's kind of like, how are you, you know, what's been on your mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, these last couple of days or today?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's texting. Maybe it's, you know, hey, I just want to share, you know, this happened, mm-hmm. you know, pray for me, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever.
Yep.
But like I said earlier, or the last question, you know, really get with the Lord as far if it's in your car, wherever you are, and just start sharing with God about your day. Just start talking about your day. If you feel comfortable enough, because sometimes it could be scary. If this is something that you're never used to, mm-hmm. it could be scary.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's being naked and unashamed. So, you know, but if you do feel comfortable, then start sharing with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And even the little stuff. And like I share with you, it was, you know, to me, I'm thinking, oh, this is little. It's not a big deal. As far as like something that was upsetting, it's not a big deal. And outside looking in, it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't huge, but stuff started building a little bit over time. And of course, if anyone knows my husband, he's so easy to get along with. And so it's like, I easily could have shared with you before, but I was like, he already has a lot on his plate. I don't want to share, and it was like, no, Summer, you need to take up space.
Mm-hmm.
And your husband wants you to take up space. So then I started sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And I started unraveling. And I tell you, that was a huge breaking point for me and for us.
Good.
Because I was able to let go. It was like the enemy, and this is what's crazy, but he can just put a stronghold on you and you start believing the lie.
Yeah.
Believing the lie of, which I was, he doesn't need to hear it right now. He's too busy. And it was like, this is my main, like, what right. are we saying right now?
Yep.
So I think just, you know, just if you can start talking, maybe even writing, maybe that helps some people, journaling it down. And then if you don't know what to say, that's my, like when you start, I'm laughing because in the beginning of our marriage, my husband would just load and I would not know what to say. And he, it wasn't like you would be crying or anything, but you would just share. And then you'd be, you, he would look at me and be like, aren't you going to say something? And I'm like, I didn't know what to say.
I remember those days.
But a response is, which I don't know. I don't even know if I use this. So you tell me if you like this or not. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I love you. How can, this one's good. This is what I've learned. How can I support you in this?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Take that. How can I support you in this? Would you like me, can I pray with you? Mm-hmm. In the beginning of our marriage team, I didn't have nothing. Tell him, I didn't.
You didn't. it was crickets. But now it's better. And now we're on our way.
I mean, was it last month and you were like, are you going to say something?
Yeah.
And, but, you know, so I still have my moments, you know, I don't get me wrong. But a lot of it is I was processing.
Yep.
And so I have to say, I'm processing what you're saying right now. Mm-hmm. And so just give me a minute here. Yep. But you need to, the other person that's sharing needs to be validated. They that's need good. To be affirmed.
Yep.
So it's like, yes, I validate what you're saying. That's even good. If you disagree, I think it's more so, okay, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Right.
Let me just, I'm going to process this.
And that to me, this is how we continually, I'm going to use the phrase, fall in love.
Oh, yeah.
Is through emotional connection.
Yes.
Because after you get married and you get in the flow of life, work, and then kids, if you have children, and just the, you're not on a honeymoon. You're not in the honeymoon phase. So if you're not careful, you'll start drifting apart by natural process. So how do we stay in love? How do we stay physically connected? How do we stay spiritually connected? How do we stay united? It really goes back to communication. Mm-hmm. And really our theme today is emotional intimacy and really crossing that barrier. So I really don't know where you're at today in this topic. Maybe it's easy, maybe it's not. Maybe you guys are doing it, maybe you're not, maybe sometimes. But I want to encourage you, take one step forward today. And if this is a big pink elephant, just think about taking one step, sitting down with your spouse and saying, hey, let's talk about how can we move forward? How can we begin to develop emotional intimacy at a deeper level? Let's move ahead here. And or maybe share, you know, what you're wanting, what you're reaching for. And just begin to work together, because this even if one is for, it's easier than the other or vice versa. Don't let that stop you. We have to come together. And God made us opposites in so many different ways to augment each other, not to get us apart. So if one of our sex drives is higher than the other, that's not to get us apart. It's to actually cause us to serve each other. If one of us is emotionally connected and the other one is not, we're not to drift apart. We're to come together and work at it together, money, et cetera, all of this. Opposites can actually cause us to grow, not splinter. So I want to encourage you today, just think about how to move forward. Take one step at a time. You can do this. God loves you. God knows you. And God wants your spouse to know you too. And he wants you to know your spouse. And when you do this, you can fall in love all over again and grow decade by decade and have a thriving romance and love story throughout the entirety of your marriage.
Exactly. And guys, if you do this, you will get some. I'm saying it will happen.
You will get some.
Because
I pray for all you guys tonight is the night. Smile big.
But no, if there's any relationships out there that are like, no, I just can't, this is where you need to build.
Yep.
This is where you need to build. For sure.
So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Next time we're coming back with another aspect of what we talked about and really breaking it down on how we grow, so we can have a thriving love story throughout the entirety of our marriage. So please consider to like, subscribe, or share. We would be honored if you would to this podcast. It would help us. It's our heart to do our best every time. So thank you again for joining us today, and God bless you, and we believe the best is yet to come.